the 16th day of the blessed month of Abib, the passing of St. John of the Golden Gospel. It was on this day that St. John, the owner of the Golden Gospel, passed away. John was born in the city of Rome to Christian parents. His father, Atrophius, also sometimes called Trebius, was very wealthy and one day gave his son a very special present, a Bible that was written in gold letters and bound in a golden cover. Young John was overjoyed with this gift and he would soon become known as John of the Golden Gospel, or Golden Bible. It came to pass that a monk who was on his way to Jerusalem came to visit at the house of John's parents. Hearing of a monk's devotion and ascetic life, John was sure that this was how he wanted to live. He asked the monk to take him with him, but the monk explained that John was too young and would not be able to endure the harsh life that monks practiced. But John was determined, and so one day he left home with only the clothes that he wore and his beloved golden gospel. He took a ship, and after some travel, arrived at the monastery of the monk that had visited his family. The abbot refused to accept him because of his young age and told him that the monastic life was very difficult for those like him, raised in wealth and luxury. But John was still determined and continued to plead with the abbot for a chance at the monastery. When the abbot realized how deep John's convictions were, he accepted him into the monastery. John devoted himself to his new life with constant worship, fasting, and prayer. He so exceeded in the ascetic life that the abbot often advised him to be a little easier on himself, saying, "Have pity on yourself and do as the rest of the brothers." 7 years went by in this manner, and the harsh life that John practiced took its toll on his body. One night he had a vision where a voice from heaven was telling him to go home and visit his parents and receive their blessings before he passed away. After this vision repeated itself for 3 nights, John told the abbot about it. The abbot told him that this was from God and that he should do as the vision instructed, go and see his parents. When he left the monastery, he saw a very poor man wearing ragged clothes. He traded his monk's robe for the man's rags. His appearance had so changed since he had left his parents that they did not recognize the skinny, dirty man who set up a crude, small hut near their house. They thought it was just one more beggar that they allowed their servants to throw table scraps to. For 3 years, John lived like this. There came the time that God made it known to John that he would pass away in 3 days, and that John needed to reveal himself to his parents. When John saw his mother, he called to her, and without telling her that he was her son, made her promise that she would bury him in whatever clothes he had on. Then he gave her the golden gospel, and said to remember him whenever she read in it. She held the golden gospel, overcome with thoughts of her long-missing son, and she ran to her husband and showed it to him. He recognized it as the exact one that he had given his son so long ago. Both parents went to the beggar to ask where he had gotten their son's gospel and ask if he knew of the whereabouts of their son. He first made them promise that they would bury him in the ragged clothes that he wore, and then told them that he was their son. The three came together with hugs and crying and tears of joy and sadness for the lost year. 3 days later, John passed away. His mother could not bear to bury her beloved child in rags, and therefore dressed him in the fine clothes they had kept in case their son ever came home. The mother then fell sick, and the husband remembered the promise they had made to John. He immediately removed the fine burial clothes from his son's body and replaced them with the rags he had worn, and buried him in the tiny hut in which he had lived the past 3 years. Many miracles occurred through John's body, and his remains were eventually placed in a church built in Rome that was named for him. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the church commemorates the recovery of the holy relics of St. George, the great martyr. It was on this day in the year 1024 AD that the holy remains of the great martyr, St. George, arrived at his church in Old Cairo. A monk named Father Marcus was the abbot of the El Kalamun Monastery, and he would go to the villages and cities every year to visit the Christians. One night, while he was visiting a family in one of the villages, he saw St. George in a vision. In this vision, St. George told him, "Take my body from the woman that will be coming to you tomorrow and place it in my church that is in Old Cairo." Sure enough, the next day a woman came to the monk and told him she had a box that her son had brought from the Church of St. George in Palestine. Remembering the vision he had had from the day before, Father Marcus went with the woman and examined the box. He then went to Pope Gabriel, the 88th Patriarch, and told him about the vision and the box. The Pope, taking with him several priests and deacons, immediately went to see the box and determined that the box really did contain the holy remains of the great martyr, St. George. After praying over the relics, they gave some money to the woman and then carried the box with much honor and veneration to the Church of St. George in Old Cairo, from which many signs and miracles have occurred. May the prayers of St. George be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.